week talking about some crazy trick plays in that Cowboy playbook, and he threw out a very unfortunate and politically incorrect phrase.
Mike wants the defense to do well, and Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call jap plays, okay, surprise things, and no disrespect to anyone. But, you know, you got to watch them, because they'll sabotage each other. So.
Failed so at the end.
So.
And I guess he took his cue from Rodney Dangerfield about the, hey, no offense. You know, after you,
right.
You cracked the offensive joke.
So.
And, of course, that's been up for sports debate all week as far as to how racist those statements were. So Bill Parcells up for an e-break. Candidate number two is a guy who's been nominated several times. It's Jimmy Christopher.
All right.
Now, usually Jimmy will extend a story or not play along with Norm.
Or be bad on the air.
Over-explain.
Was this his bad radio incident a couple days ago?
Yes. Tuesday on Bad Radio. You know, Dan has been out on Bad Radio all week because his wife had their second child, and he's been at home with mom and daughter, and daughters now. But as they're talking with Dan on the phone, for some reason, Jimmy Christopher picks up the other phone and starts talking with him.
We had to take over our wife's jobs. Would it be as tough as it's made out to be?
Well, there's the myth. The myth is that the stay-at-home mom is a real job. Because I'll tell you what.
Hold on. I think Jimmy just picked up.
What? Hey,
hi,
come
Jimmy.
On, come on, Jimmy.
Come on.
Now. Yeah, you're
on. Yeah, how's your wife doing?
Hi, Jimmy. Well, just go on the mic. You can ask me anything you want.
Hey, Dan, ask Jimmy for some Cuban audio.
I can play some Cuban audio anytime you want it, especially when you least expect it.
Who do you think you're talking to, Jimmy?
I thought I was talking to somebody that Tom said to pick up on. So I can't get that in here, Tom. Dan, be well. I'll see you later. Bye.
All right.
Well, see you later.
I'd like to once again say hi to
Craig,
and hope everything
on
the morning
Gordo?
Show's going well.
Hi, Bad
that
Radio.
That might be one of his best performances yet. All right, I'm sorry, Dan. Where were you?
Why are you sorry? You didn't,
He just picked up and started
so
talking
Jimmy's
to Dan.
The same, right? Jimmy hasn't changed since I left?
No, Jimmy's kind of the same old Jimmy loved and known for years now.
Okay.
All right, these phones aren't real complicated up here. If it's a blinking light,
Somebody's on hold.
If
he's
it's
old.
A light that's solid, someone's on that line.
Jimmy lives in a different world.
And our third candidate here on the emergency break of the week from the hard line is Greg the Hammer Williams.
Whoa. Whoa. I heard on your station, I flipped over there, and I heard the afternoon guys talking, and they said jug and boo. It's just, you know, it's too much for our city right now.
Can I have you talk to my general manager and just to let him know?
Look,
stop
sugar...
It. What? Jamie was not about to defend us. We're going to have to back that up a little bit. I talked over the best part.
Yeah. Jamie was what?
She wasn't about to defend us when he said... Afternoon show was talking jug and boobs.
Well, no.
Then there was that side. Then there was a lot of pause. But she couldn't argue with that.
And she didn't agree with that Grand Prairie had a big following, that a lot of people came to the wax museum.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Oh. He's trying to back it up a little bit.
Is it working, Psycho?
Grego.
I screwed it up. I did. Wish I hadn't, but I did.
Danny, just talk to us. What's he trying to do? Danny?
Can you play it from where we were?
Well, I mean, it kind of ruins the whole punchline. He can't back it up at all. Basically, I called her sugar teas, okay? I said, well, she wanted me to talk to the general manager, and I said, hey, listen here, sugar teas.
But you said the T word, right?
Yeah, I said the T word. So.
That's part of talked over?
If you can't back it up, don't worry about it, Psycho. Just play the damn thing.
God, this is painful.
Now, just play it. Go ahead and play it, Psycho.
What?
I'm sitting on the floor in the lobby. Oh,
God, you jumped forward like 20 seconds. What the hell happened? Danny.
Oh. Radio listeners couldn't hear. I couldn't hear.
All right, more next.
We'll end this next.
That is minute awful. 15 of just nothing. At the best part of the prank, we're going to let the person in on the fact that she's being pranked. Stop it.
And number four, those are the musers, George Dunn.